Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the rain, man. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond.
Woo! You already know. It's Monday. The streets is talking. It's your boy L Boogie. Get at us. 347-855-8896. On the Twitter at L Boogie 15. Man, I'm back. I was in the land. We'll get to LeBron, but I was in the land. And it's your boy, L Boogie, coming in with my co-host, T-Row.
What's up with you, baby? What's up to the world? How everybody doing this evening?
T-Row, I'm back in from, you know, Cleveland, Ohio. I was down there in the block on Huff Heights Avenue. I was kicking it down there, and I got a chance to hang out with, you know, some guys. You know, Sonny Red went to the barbershop lady night to Huff. I got a lot of info. I can't wait till we get Juel the G on the line. As usual, Juel the G is always doing community service. He's in the building. We're going to get it with Juel the G, you know, later on in the show. But, Ro, let's get down to it. The first thing on the marquee is big right now. We're going to talk about it. March Madness. How did you like the weekend?
The weekend was great, man. You know, all these games. Don't even really know if I can call these teams that are in the tournament Cinderellas, because we have, you know, the Florida Gulf Coast, you know, from Fort Myers, Florida, doing their thing. And then, of course, representing the Pac-12, we got those Oregon Ducks who made it to the Sweet 16 as a 12 seed. You know, Florida Gulf Coast is a 15 seed. And I'm really excited, man, with those games and those actual teams representing their conferences and also their school. It's big right now. I kind of had a feeling that Oregon would make a run. But, man, I'm telling you, Florida Gulf Coast, who would have thought that this team, the first 15 seed to ever make it to the Sweet 16, would actually be making noise and now may have a chance to upset the University of Florida, who is ranked number 3. And if they're able to do that, you know what? They got to go down to Big D. I might have to take me a trip this weekend down to Big D and get that info in and try to see what's going on, man, because we got Kansas versus Michigan, which is also a big game. And then we got Florida versus Florida Gulf Coast, which is the second, which is the night game. So I think it's going to be hype down there in Arlington. They're going to be playing at Jerry's playpen. And, man, once again, I think it's going to be hyped. I think that's going to be one of the best games. But, you know, following the tournament, it's been great. I'm loving every minute of it. And I tell you this, L Boogie, I don't know what it is about March Madness, but whatever it is, I'm glad I'm a part of it. You know what I mean? I played in my own March Madness, but just having an opportunity to sit back and watch all these teams do their thing, man, this is the most exciting time of the year other than the Super Bowl and the NBA Finals. So, you know, man, this is hype, man. I'm really loving this weekend.
I'm really loving it on a scale of a grade as far as, you know, because I'm also a school teacher. You know, like I said, we mess with the community. We're all about the student-athletes, okay? I'll give it a B plus. You know, it was some great games, a couple great games that went on. Not really, you know, the way Florida Gulf Coast did it, they didn't just win on a buzzer beater. They didn't just win on a controversial call like some of the games, you know, have been. They've dominated. What's going down there in Florida? You got the Heat. You got Florida. You got the U. Now you got the coast. You got the Gulf Coast. Oh, man, they partying down in Florida. Will they be able to perform this weekend, right?
Yeah, man, we got to make us a trip down there, man, and see what's really going on. We'll see what they putting in the soup down there, man, because everything seems to be hot down there in that Florida area, man. So, you know, Florida representing right now, and the way it's looking, you just may never know. One of these Florida teams just may end up winning it. So it's exciting, man. And to give it a grade, I'm going to give it an A, man, because all the games – We're pretty close and down to the wire. Ohio State, you know, kind of got fluky with Iowa State. LaSalle, Ole Miss was a great game. You know, even Harvard upsetting New Mexico. I think that was a bigger upset than Florida Gulf Coast is doing. So, I mean, it's just been a lot of, you know, and what you said about Florida Gulf Coast, you're right. They beat Georgetown by 10 and then turn around two nights later and beat San Diego State by 11. So, by 10 again. So, you know, if they end up beating Florida by at least, you know, anywhere between 8 and 10, yeah, man, these guys are something to look at. And the winner between Kansas and Michigan better really look out in the South, because that Gulf Coast just might be on a whirlwind, you know, or shall I say on a hurricane status.
On a hurricane status. They're going to try to come in to Texas and take over. It's the takeover. You see him with their little dance?
Hey.
You see him?
Hey, dude, the coach for Florida Gulf Coast was an actual shooting drill instructor for the NBA, NBA shooting coach. You know what the guy's name was, El Boogie, in the league?
Who?
Dr. D, because he could shoot. I mean, this dude will show you how to shoot the ball and get it in. So why his team is representing and shooting all these balls and got these hot flies throwing oops and just having fun winging it, I think that has a lot to do with the coach, man. He knows exactly what he's talking about because he's been on that pro level before, so he got his team believing in him. And, you know, it's nothing like having a coach who will give you the green light to let you play.
Once again, you hit on a nerve. Coaching. The coach. Who disappointed you the most over the weekend? Before you jump in, Ro, let me say something. I was, you know, like I said, in the streets of Cleveland, and I was conversating or debating, you know, with the guy there, and he was so animated about how these coaches were coaching and they were doing a good job, and also the A-10 is better than the Pac-12 this year. And we debated and we were going back and forth. I said, there's no major conference in the last 4 years that's dominated. So when you sit here and say, what conference is better? I don't think it's about the conference anymore because everybody's hopping. It's all about the football when you talk about conferences. It's all about that. But when you talk about this basketball, I just think it's just all about the team. Like I said, the 1990 UNLV Rebels in a terrible conference, but it didn't matter who you were. They dumped on you. So I'm very animated about that. I think that, yes, because of the parity, it comes down to the coaching. I think some of these coaches are getting passes nowadays, and they're overrated. They're overrated, right? Some of these coaches are lightweight overrated, and they're getting passes, and they're getting a couple calls here and there. You know, I'm not going to say Coach K is overrated because, yes, he has talent. He gets a bundle. He used to get a bundle of McDonald's All-Americans, but he's not getting those that like that anymore. But he's earned his due. So can I say he's overrated? I can't because, you know, like my people say in the streets and on ESPN, numbers never lie, but sometimes they do. But I can't say that about Coach K. But some of these coaches are overrated. And some of these guys got fired. Yeah. You got whacked. In the streets, when you get fired, we say you got whacked. He get, a couple guys got whacked.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
What coach disappointed you the most over the weekend?
It would have to be UCLA, man, because Ben Howland has been there for a while, and his firing at UCLA after 10 years is understandable because he's had a numerous amount of talent come through, you know, the West Coast over there, and that program has been to, what, 3 or 4 Final Fours under Ben Howland, but they've never been able to win it. And I think that they were the first ones to actually take a look in the mirror and say, hey, we need to go into a different direction and try to really get this thing going again. Also, with Minnesota firing Tubby Smith earlier this afternoon, you know, I think that was understandable too. Even though he hasn't been in Minnesota as long as the coach was there at UCLA, but, you know, it's hard to get McDonald All-Americans in Minnesota. I'm not going to sit here and lie about that. But when you are or when you have the stature as Tubby Smith, already, you know, winning a national championship in your first year at the University of Kentucky when you were there, you know, high expectations were amongst him when he got to Minnesota. So he had unbelievable expectations, even though his team did, you know, try to fight and win, but Florida was just too much in the end. I believe that, you know, Tubby Smith will find another job, but, you know, those two firings just up front would represent exactly what you were talking about as far as the coaches being overrated, because there's no way that you can, you know, have these high-profile jobs and not win, especially in today's world. You know, it's all about winning or, you know, you're out of here. And, you know, these presidents and the school representatives, the alumni, they're not having it nowadays. I mean, you used to get a 5-year lien, but nowadays these guys aren't even giving you that long. So you have to come in and really do what you have to do. You can't be one of those coaches who are stuck in this overrated status. And as the tournament goes on, you will see those elite coaches taking their teams to the top because those coaches know how to put their guys in position to win. Bill Self, you know, Rick Pitino, Coach K, you know what I mean, and a number of other coaches right now in the league. So it's real good to see these guys doing what they're doing. I'm really happy for Indiana. I want Indiana to get there and, you know, bring Indiana status back, because how they were 4 or 5 years ago is really exciting to see how far the program has come after they had to go through so many coaches and go through the little band status that they were up under or being held for whatever it is that they had done. So to see these guys back to doing what they're doing, that's very impressive. And, you know, I just want to see the tournament keep going and being as live as it is. And we will see for those coaches who you're calling out as far as being overrated, you know, we'll see what happens in the Sweet 16 carrying over to the Elite Eight. You know, it's going to be a really exciting to see, because those top-notch coaches, Coach Tom Izzo, you know, I put him in that class with Coach K. I'm not going to call him overrated because he actually does a great job during this time of the year with the talent that he has. It's never a team that we're overblown with Michigan State, but somehow, some way, they dig down, they play, they take on the mentality of their coach. So I think that's a great example of one of the coaches that is doing a good job of keeping his team loose and keeping them, you know, running like he runs.
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Tom Izzo because of the recruiting process. I was had the privilege or the honor to, you know, work with Delvon Rowe, who used to, you know, go to Michigan State before he had two knee surgeries on one knee and one on his right leg, and going through the process and knowing his father, me coaching at, you know, Central Catholic or whatnot. Izzo is a very good messenger. So you have to be able to get your message across. You know, some these kids are from various races. They're from various situations. And you just have to be real with them. And you know, Ro, as being an ex-student athlete, you can see through what's phony and what's not. Are you going to dive on the floor for this guy? Because at the end, the player is not getting any money in his pocket but per diem for the night. That's it. And if you don't know what per diem is, folks out there in the streets, it's cash. If you don't know what that is, so you can have food while you're on the road. They call it per diem. Okay? Now, will these guys bust through a wall for you? As you see it, guys are fighting in the huddle. And Izzo's not doing anything because he knows his guys. New Mexico, Steve Alford, what happened? John Thompson III, what happened? Say it ain't so. Then the next two guys on my chopping block road, they got to get whacked. I'm going to put a hitman out in the streets. I'm going to get a hitman. They're going to be going after next year if they don't do anything. I'm not going with these guys who get good records and do what they do, and then they mess my bracket up. Every year, they mess my bracket up. There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, my bracket is pretty in the dumps too, man. But I must say, I got a few teams that are still holding on. I knew Gonzaga wasn't gonna last. Them old paper champs. It's just the talent, man. You let a Wichita State team come in and do your bad when you have the home court advantage. You got all your fans in the building. You get upset like that. You know what I'm saying? John Stockton had all the amenities and, you know, had all his people down there. Wichita State came in and did those guys bad. You know, I didn't have Gonzaga going too far, so I did have them one of the first number one seeds to lose. But to lose to Wichita State before making it to the Sweet 16 is just unacceptable, man. You know, having the record that they had and all these people talking about how good these guys were. Like we said, man, it's all about parity. It's all about coaching, and these guys didn't come to play. They let these guys from Wichita State come in and do something bad, and now we'll see. You know, exactly what happens between Wichita State and LaSalle. LaSalle, another lower seed, a 13 seed that has made it on to the Sweet 16. And they got the backcourt of Galloway and another young fella who really be getting it in. And I think, L Boogie, that this game, Wichita State and LaSalle, is going to be a backyard brawl. It's going to look like an old-school Detroit Pistons versus Chicago Bulls type of game because these two teams – really do match up well. They got a lot of guys who can really play ball, and there are some no names that we don't know about just yet. And pretty soon, right after this game, we're not going to be able to say that there are no name guys. We're going to know some of these guys, such as the guy Galloway, number 55, that represents for LaSalle. Very quick guard, can shoot the three from deep. And you know who else impressed me, El Boogie? Yeah, before we go to a commercial, man, my dude. Khalif White out of Temple, man. That dude tried to single-handedly take care of business against Indiana. And, you know, he represented against NC State, scoring 31, and he had 30 against Indiana. So much love to that guy. A guy I didn't know about. Well, it's going to be representing real soon.
Well, this song is dedicated to all the teams that they already home. See you after the break. It's March Madness. They want me to stop, they want me to stop, no. They want me to go, no. I'm already gone, shifted them all, already home, hey, I'm already home, hey, I'm already home, hey, I'm already home. These niggas want me to go, don't they know that I'm gone, they know I'm space shuttle level, they need oxygen, don't they know this is gone, don't they know that I yawn, only time they excitement is when they mention it's Sean, you see single white female when she got a hair blonde, sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them, somebody turn these boys off, don't they know that I'm on, can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song, what the fuck are they hiring, you killing me softly, you talk me to death, only thing you can see Tom, I open the door for them, what else can I do, these niggas want me to walk for them, somebody talk to them before I go off for them, they want me to fall, fall from the top, top, they want me to stop, drop, they want me to stop, stop, they want me to go, go. I
told them about fish scale. They want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean and cook up the fish for them. All of this just for them. Or they got a fist for him. They want me to disappear like it's gone shit for them. They say that I'm in the way. They want me to fist for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. Bitches, did you just witness this? I've been on. And that's for the critics. Tell me I don't get it. Everybody could tell you how to do it. They never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel. But I'm after the drought. What the fuck? I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a fact. This is just what I plan to do. Oh, don't be mad.
Oh, they want me to fall.
I'm a Warhol already. On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already. I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pac already. Like I'm gone already. And I am, nigga, I'm already home already. If y'all can't already.
Woo, we back. It's hot Monday already. Some of them guys already home. Yeah, they went home.
Already.
They definitely went home. Already. Man, it's your boy L Boogie. For real, this show is hot. Tell a friend to tell a friend. 347-855-8896. We on every Monday, every Friday. It don't matter what street it might be. We might be in Australia. We might be anywhere. Every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta from the championship game next Monday night on the tip-off. That's how the streets is coming. That's how we doing it. I want to give a shout-out to my man Lil B, Big Al. My cousin Pope, my people, Ty Money, Sonny Red, already. Let's do it. Let's do it. Huh. Man.
What up?
Hey, Ro. Hey, Ro.
Yo.
You ready to go to a caller already?
Oh, let's get a caller in and talk about this March Madness stuff that's going on, man. What's up, caller? Where you at? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Ro?
Oh. Who is this?
This T Money. What's up, L Boogie?
Already. How you doing, Money? I had to get out of there just in time. The cold, it was hurting me.
I told you that the March Madness was gonna be interesting. It was gonna be a lot of bracket busting. they trying to get this guy Aaron Kraft to push for the NBA. They let him take the last two shots in O State. Congratulations, he finally hit one. But come on, guy. You're not built for the NBA. You got a 4.9 in medical. You're going to be a great doctor. Go do what you really do already. Because guarding them guys in the NBA, you can't do that. Russell Westbrook will blow right by you. You know, Chris Ball will fly right by you. You're not ready. Omadivo hit a big shot, but you seen guys getting busted this weekend. Gonzaga got busted. Georgetown got busted. Tiger Woods won again because when you put him in the garbage, Arnold Palmer's tournament. I mean, sports is going down. The Heat continuing the streak tonight. Everything is going good already.
Already, T-Money. That's what I'm talking about, man. And you know, yeah, this tournament, you did mention last week that it was going to be pretty exciting. Let me ask you this, T-Money. What you think about that school, Florida Gulf Coast? Are those guys exciting or what?
Man, they are very exciting. I like how they got the attitude. They're not scared of anybody. They coming to play basketball. It's like they, you know, watching this March Madness to me is like watching high school basketball at its highest peak. It's just like watching great high school teams compete right now. Man, it's just fun to watch. Like, Louisville are going to be in trouble because they're not going to be able to trap that ball when they play Oregon. If you can't trap the ball all game, they can't win. Silver is nothing but garbage.
Very interesting, Monty.
You didn't put him on the MBG list, did you, T-Money?
Man, I would not want to see that guy in the NBA suit. I mean, I don't want to say that because that sounds like some hate. You know, if he can make it to the NBA, but he's not exciting to me, man. When they can't touch that ball, you know, Colorado, the team that they just beat, them guys can shoot the basketball. They just couldn't get the ball up the court, man. So they pulled away. They was a better team, but I'm ready to see them play them Oregon Ducks. I think them Ducks gonna give them what they're looking for because they got some exciting guard. They got some guard play for them.
Yeah,
right,
you definitely right about that. Yes, sir. And I think Oregon has a good chance against Louisville. Like you say, Louisville's backcourt going to have their hands full, Peyton Siva and the little Smith guy with this Oregon backcourt because those guys are pretty tough. You know, just like Florida going to have their hands full. Check this out, T-Money, the point guard for Florida Gulf Coast, the little white boy that's so exciting, be throwing these little no-look alley-oops like magic,
Woo.
Was the point guard in high school for your boy Austin Rivers. So you know he got game if he went to school with Austin Rivers. You know what I mean?
Woo. We're seeing it. It's exciting to watch, man. I'm telling you, I'm liking it because it's just exciting. It's exciting. You don't know what's going to happen, who the next team to win. Like I believe a number one seed will not cut the net down. I do not believe a number one seed will be cutting the net down.
Well, to that point, I'm going to say this. One bracket, which was the hardest, to my opinion, stayed intact. Indiana, Miami, Marquette, and Syracuse. You know, the Marquette-Butler game could have went, you know, either way. But Bud Peterson is a great coach. Say that again, Money.
I said the Indiana game went down to the wire, too.
Yes. Yes, it did, but we knew Indiana would prevail. We kind of, like, knew they would win that game. Wouldn't you think?
No, I didn't, to be honest with you, L. Boogie, because that boy, Khalif Wyatt, was on fire. I didn't know who this guy was, and now this guy might be top five, top ten picks in the league coming out, man. That's what I love about
Talk
March Madness. You don't know who these guys are.
Please.
Talk to me now.
Please. See, that's what the tournament does to some GMs and some of us. It's like strippers because they're going for that money. They stripping right now. They going all out. Dance. You see them guys going for the league. That's why some of those teams lost early because it wasn't about the team. It was about the cash. They was going for the cash. And that's why some of those teams did not prevail and started not to be coachable. And then they started getting out their hookup. But then you had some guys whose stock has risen who you never heard before. Why, Miney? Why haven't you heard of them before? Because they still ain't nothing but garbage. Do not embarrass them talking about their NBA material on one or two games. Please. You live in Cleveland. Remember back in the day, you might have been a baby. They went and tried to get, because if Johnny Morton did good 1 year in the tournament, and they picked him in the lottery. Is his number in the rosters? No. It's a lot of guys who are like that. Don't embarrass that kid. T-Rowe, don't embarrass that kid talking about because they have great games. Or great runs at the NBA material.
I'm just saying, you never heard of the guy, and he drops 30 on a good team. Not one night, but two nights in a row.
If I had a couple of days to prepare for you, and you're in my conference, you wouldn't hit 30. It's just that this is my first time seeing you. I got to get used to your talent. Next thing you know, you didn't knock me. It ain't understandable because if you're good, you're supposed to beat that guy anyway if you're a higher seed. But that's why they play the games. That's why they play the games. But being, you know, NBA material, because remember, more people in the stands, we're going to see.
Yeah, what the dude was the player of the year in the Atlantic 10. And the Atlantic 10 got some good players.
Yeah, they do. Yes, sir.
I still wish I could throw you in a hot tub time machine, rub your ice you down, and let you be 20 years younger, man, because you'll be a top 10 lottery pick, man. We'll be talking about,
Because
you could scorch the court, man. I remember you could scorch that court, man.
That's how it used to go, baby.
You had
got the green light every day, all day.
Oh, yeah. El Boogie had, you know what El Boogie was going to do. He'd be coming down 4 feet, pull up. Or he might hit you with the bounce pass, or the layup. He might hit you with the bounce pass out of you. It was always showtime, man. It was showtime. El Boogie played the one. And he might give you a dunk here and there. You know, he was 6'2". He'd give you a dunk here and there. You know, you might have a ball here, then he come with the first place. You ain't know what El Boogie was going to do, man. That was a different time.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I tried to tell my son I had braids. He said, "Not you, Dad. Not you." I said, "I used to have good hair, son." But you know, Uncle cursed me. Your grandfather cursed me, son. I have a bald head now. But you know, I wish that it was a time machine. And like you said, money, bands make good day. But it's a lot of guys out there that know they're on TV and they going for the money. They will get a tryout. I won't say they'll get drafted, not all of them, because we don't know what they have over in Europe. But they will get a look, win or lose, if they have a good game against a good team in the tournament, I must say. And my last question to you, money, from the tournament, who's your best player so far?
Man, it's hard to say because I've been watching so many good players, but I can't go away from the kid from Indiana. He's been playing, man. He's balling big time, man.
Oladipo.
Yes, man. He's balling big. I mean, that was a big time shot on a big time team. I can't really just narrow it down to one player. I'm just a fan of March Madness right now. It's exciting. I just hope these kids will stay and play some more college basketball and get the experience, take it to the NBA so we can see what we want to see in the future.
That was a great, great, great point, Money. Great point. We appreciate that. Ro, any more questions for T-Money?
Oh, man, nah, T-Money, you know, I appreciate you calling in. That was a great choice. That young fella does keep Indiana balling hard. I would have to go also throw it in the bucket, you know, up there on that list, man. I would go with the boy Deshaun Thompson from Ohio State. That man, the kid be killing, man. He be going hard. And if he can continue his streak, you know, even though like T-Money said, Kraft just, he took the last two shots, and, yeah, he finally hit a three. But, you know, that shot was supposed to go to Deshaun Thompson. Deshaun Thomas. Everybody saw him coming around there off the pick, and he was ready. You know, and if Kraft wouldn't hit that shot, he probably would have stole on Kraft for not passing him the ball. But,
hey,
you know, we got lucky that, yeah.
That boy Thompson out there looks like he's playing in the pair of Gators, don't he? He's flipping and sliding all over the place.
Everywhere, man. I don't know what's going on with the kid. Then can't hit free throws, and you a white boy. I thought white boys were clutch at the free throw line. You know what I'm saying? They don't never miss free throws. And this dude get up here and choke. I was like, ah, they really don't want to win. So, you know, I would have to throw Deshaun Thomas in that boat because that guy's fluid. And, I mean, he just throw it up from anywhere, and he normally make it. So, if it wasn't for that guy, I don't even think Ohio State would have been in that game. So, I'll give it to that guy. But, yeah, Oladipo.
God, boy, he really showed up.
I like Oladipo. I like that kid. I like a lot of guys that's playing. It's one guy right now that stood out to me because of his name. Maybe because of his name, and it was a great game, and it was a grimy game. The kid from Marquette, Vander Blue. You know, I like him. But as a team, and I'm going to tell you this, there's some guys that because, you see the coaching, and we had a debate about this. I like my man at Indiana. You know, he's from that Harbaugh tree. You know, he married the sister of those guys. You know, one thing I like about Izzo, the kid, Alan Payne, like the kid, Alan Depot, they developed over the years. They stayed. So when you stay, you get a chance as a coach to develop them, and you'll see how that coach, if he's a good coach. And I debated with, you know, someone in the barbershop, and I was saying that, yeah, these coaches are overrated because of, you know, certain guys that stay and they don't get better, but then you have some guys that do and they develop. So I think that was, you know, that's one kid on the team that did. I thought that the kid number two would develop a little bit better, Wofford, but he's not getting there. But the kid, Alan Payne, from Michigan State, watch out for that kid. I hope he stays for his senior year. He's going to be something special. Watch out for him, guys. And I'm not being biased because of the Big Ten. But I tell you, he's a talent. Now, bro, we got any money? Any more comments before we let you go?
Nah, man, you know, much love to you, T Money, man. You know, much love from this side of the world, man. Can't wait to see you live. You know what I'm saying? I tried to make that trip with L Boogie, but that boy was on a hustle to make it to the cold. So I left him out there, and I kept my beat shoes on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we did in 80-degree weather, you know what I mean? So I had to stay with the palm trees, baby.
That's
well, much love to you, man. Make your way down here, man, getting this palm trees and this little sand and little sunshine, you know what I mean?
Before we move on, big up to my auntie, man. She cooked me a hell of a breakfast when I came in town. So I just want to say big up to auntie. My first big up to her because I've, you know, given shout-outs before. Big up to my auntie Sparkle, my auntie Tush. They're the pillar of that big old mafia family down there on Huff Avenue. It ain't going nowhere. But, Money, we appreciate it. We're going to go to the next caller. T-Ro, who we got up next?
Yeah, we're about to put our next caller getting ready to come through on the line, man. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Hey, caller, are you there? Hello?
Oh, we lost him. The streets got him.
All right, so we're gonna keep it moving. And before we move on to the caller, well, hold on real quick. Caller, are you there? Caller, where you calling from? Where you at? Caller, you on the line? Streets are talking.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, caller? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, fam? I was just on the line listening. What's up, L? What's good, baby?
What's the deal? This is my man, Tim Dog.
It's Tim, baby. Caller from the Planet 216. What's good, fam?
Oh, man. We got you on live. Let me ask you one question before we let you go.
All right.
I'm going to ask you one question.
What's that,
and the streets is talking. Who do you think is just because you're in Cleveland and I've been hearing a buzz?
All right.
Do you think after the contract up, LeBron James is coming back to the 216? And your gut, do you think he's coming back after his contract expires?
Oh, wow.
And
Ooh,
you better watch what you think, Tim. You on the air. And we can play this back
right?
at any time.
I'm going to go with nah, man. Reason
okay.
why? Because the reason why, because I think he's trying to lure Kyrie to Miami.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. The streets are talking. That was hot
I really
like
do.
That, Tim.
I really do. You know what I'm saying? It's just another smoke screen. But again, if he do come to Cleveland, I think between them two, they'll be one of the two hottest, combos in the NBA.
And the reason why Tim says that to the audience out there that's listening all over the world, because you know that LeBron Sports Management Company represents Kyrie Irving.
Most definitely.
So for him to say that, you might have to say, think about it for a minute. You have to. And see, he's in the streets of Cleveland.
Wait, why do I have to think about that? I don't have to think about that. He's not coming to Cleveland. Tim said it better in the beginning when he had Kyrie coming to Miami. It ain't no way that LeBron is coming back to Cleveland.
That's what I'm saying. For people who's thinking that LeBron is going to come back, Tim had a valid point that he can go. He might go to Miami because, like I said, his company represents him. And there's no way that LeBron would go back to Cleveland.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, because I just don't see him going back to Cleveland. But go ahead, Tim.
But another thing we need to look at, just to follow back what you were just saying, L, is that would make, just think of the numbers, though. The numbers will be more... as far as just the numbers, but then just the family ties, the organization, everything is his for LeBron. He had it already, but I think it'll be even more if he did come back to Cleveland. But my thing is that they're going to have to put some pieces, on the team to sell that to him. But again, I just think, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just thinking that LeBron is trying to lure Kyrie there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
Because you're in the streets, and we always keep it real. We always keep it real.
Got
on the streets, it's all. So,
that boy ain't got no sense. I tell you. Hey, Tim, that's some good information, brother. I really like that. That's some hot stuff to think about because – having Kyrie over in Miami is just even worse than what they have now with having Ray Allen and all the other, guys that's coming off the bench to support Miami right now. And if you just throw Kyrie in, that moves Mario to the bench, and oh my goodness, that's
again,
just incredible to even think about.
Right, but then check this out too, though. Then think about this though. Just like the Celtics, man, they're trying to break that team up, man. Hey, word on the street from what I heard Wade might be trying to go back to Chicago because he always wanted to play for his hometown. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said he always wanted to do before he leave the NBA. So, again, they might be trying to break that team up because that team is kind of old. They just like – actually, if you think about it, Miami is, on a crutch right now because think about it. When Wade came to Miami, when Shaq and Alonzo Mourning was there, them cats was just, at the end of their career, and Wade kind of held it up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So LeBron
– the cycle's going to repeat itself.
Yeah, exactly. So LeBron is like Wade right now. You know what I'm saying? But, again, if Wade leaves, I don't know if LeBron going to stay.
He going to end up in
know.
L.A.?
That's a possibility, too. I wouldn't doubt that at all, either. That's like Jordan and Dominique being on the same thing, if you want to keep it real.
Right. You're
real,
right about
that. But yeah,
ooh,
man. But again, it's, I just think the look, longevity-wise, I think LeBron will be better as a Cav than he will with the Heat. Longevity-wise.
Right.
Let me add Kyrie Irving
with them. And my propose to that, Tim, is this. The only way that LeBron James would ever think about coming back, because let's be real, it's not that much about the money. It's not about the money. It's about it. Now, if you put some, like you said, you made a valid point. if you put some pieces around Kyrie, and then LeBron would be enticed to come back, as you say, as far as longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But to that, too, we hoping that Kyrie stay healthy. Because right now, Ro, he's B.O.B., man. He's B.O.B. right now. That's my man, man. He's a bag of bones right now.
Yeah, man, he hurt every year. You know what I'm saying? Tim, I got a question for you, man, before we let you get up out of here, man. It's your boy, T-Ro.
What's up, T-Ro?
Miami went ahead. What's up with you, baby? Miami went ahead and put it on Orlando tonight, beat them 108-94. The streak continues at 27. When does the streak actually end? Can you let me know that?
What's the next upcoming game? We got a list
next
of that?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to get you a list of the Miami Heat next upcoming games, man, because
they're playing Orlando right now, and I think they beat them.
Yeah, and now Chicago is next at Chicago on Wednesday without a Derrick Rose.
Who's after that?
After Chicago. Give me 1 second. After Chicago, they go to Chicago, and then they go to New Orleans, and then that's on Friday at New Orleans, and then Sunday is at San Antonio, and that will be game 30. And then if they beat San Antonio, they go home and play the New York Knicks on TNT, a Tuesday night special. That's 31.
Ooh.
And then at Charlotte for 32.
Ooh.
And then against Philly at home for 33.
I think it's going to be two games.
Okay.
And that's either the Spurs or the Knicks. Because I'm telling you, the Knicks got revenge on their mind because of the way Miami just came up in there and dogged them boys. Now, far as the Spurs, I think, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like the East battle in the West because it's actually going to be like the finals. You know what I'm saying? And that lineup the Spurs have now is sick, man. Kennard Leonard, man, is just a beast.
He
you know what I'm saying?
He is.
And you know, and then you still got Ginobili, and then you still got, Pop, man. I don't care what nobody say, man. That organization raised rookies and players up good, man. I mean, cats say they're born and watch, but, man, when you watch them, man,
they are all about the fundamentals, man.
Play like team organized basketball, man, and that's what we miss in the day. And I love seeing that, man, because that reminds me like when we were coming up, L. You know what I'm saying? Playing ball, and little leagues and stuff like that. All that stuff we played, you know, coming up, learned how to play organized ball, man, and that's what I like about the Spurs, man. They keep it. Ain't about nothing flashy. You know what I'm saying? It's all fundamentals, man, getting it done. You know what I mean? That's what I like about the Spurs. So those two games right there, T, is where, you know what I'm saying, I put the red, you know what I'm saying, I'll put my little, you know what I'm saying. Right. Thank you. I put them up on those two games back to back too, man. Those gonna be two nights for Miami. Two busy nights for the Heat.
Exactly, especially traveling, being in San Antonio, and then coming home, traveling to play that Tuesday night game against New York. And one of the callers mentioned last week that with these guys keep winning like this, the target gets bigger and bigger. So as they keep moving along, these teams are, they aiming for them. No matter if you're a good team or a bad team, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to bring your A game all day long. So, you're right. I kind of got San Antonio. New York looks like it could be something to deal with. But honestly, if they get past San Antonio, I honestly believe they just might break the record. They just might break that record, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I can't wait to see if history is meant to be. You know, I'm glad I'm a part of it to witness it. You know, I know it's kind of ironic that, we're using witness with LeBron. But, hey, we've never seen it done. So let's see it done. Let's see if it can be done. And if so, let's see if LeBron can do that and then bring the championship home as well. So Man, we appreciate you calling in, Tim, man. You know, give us a call, man. Or look us up on the website. You know where to find us.
No doubt, man. No doubt. This is my first time.
Oh, man, we appreciate it.
This is my first time calling. L, I want to say, man, enjoyed you, man. You came home, man. A blast with you, man.
Oh,
I was trying to get with you,
man,
before you left, man. I had to go in, though.
Oh, man, no doubt. No doubt. Once again, yeah. It's my man, Tim Dawg. It's your boy, L Boogie, T. Rowe, at www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. And you know on Fridays we got the freestyle. Last Friday, if you missed it, you can go back in the archives and hear my girl, Rain. She killed it. She banged the set. You know what I mean? So, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods, a little bit about the NFL. And as usual, we're going to, you know, continue to talk about this March Madness. It's your boy, L Boogie. Get at us. Call her. Hit that one button. Get at us.
Niggas and a few hoes. One night, two shows. There's two mansions and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating who's holding you down. All this ice, I'm just living a life. Bad bitch won't be in your head like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pockets so swole, eyes stiff in a bus. Eight in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope, I was on the floor. 20 years in, niggas called me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you niggas riding hope. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hating ass niggas got behind me. Balls so hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. And you still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Papa Zanny's, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So
every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. Some bad bitches with me. Say they like Rihanna, love Whitney. She say, how many bottles do you want? I told her 50. She said anything, yeah, bitch, a kidney. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out. Vanessa's on the milli, they looking like a blowout. 100 bitches with me, look like I left the whole house. 100 racks with me, look like I left the blowout.
Back. It's your boy L Boogie. I got a tweet earlier. We'll talk about that tweet. I appreciate it. It was two things that I got tweeted on. One, we'll go to it as we get back into that NCAA, but another one when we get to that NFL. That's crazy, you know, when you get to talk in the streets, get to hollering at you, Ro. And let's talk a little bit about Tiger. That's two in a row, am I correct?
Two in a row, baby, back to back. Tiger Woods!
Once again, it's not a major. You can say what you want.
Oh, man.
I'm just, listen to this. I'm used to excellence, bro. The people are used to Tiger winning big tournaments. These little tournaments don't mean a lot. It means something. Okay, he's the number one player ranked once again. It's hard to do it. I understand. It's golf. But you're professional. That's what you do. And you've won 14 of them. And you haven't won one in 5 years, and we're still waiting. Some guys don't win one in their whole lifetime, but they're not Tiger Woods. They're not worth $1 billion. So I don't want to hear this, oh, he has so many wins, and it doesn't take this many to win this, and he's doing more than that. He's not average. He's Tiger Woods. That's like Michael Jordan of the sport. That's like when LeBron starts declining after about another 7, kids are going to be like, what's up with LeBron? So my point is, I think Tiger Woods still is going to be searching for a major for a long time.
Man, get out of here, man. He just warming up. Two in a row. The next key tournament, or shall I say the next key PGA Tour date, is next weekend, March 28th through the 31st, through the Easter holiday, is the Shell Houston Open. Then he got another warm-up tournament, April 4th through April 7th, the Valero Texas Open. And then the big boy that we waiting on, April 11th through April 14th, the Masters. And I'm telling you, if he wins another one of these tournaments leading up into April 11th through the 14th for the Masters, man, put your seatbelt on, L Boogie. You ain't going to be able to hate on the dude no more. And we finally found out that Tiger ain't up in the strip club no more. Bands make him dance. Bands make him dance. He ain't doing it. He got his girl, Lindsey Vonn. You know, she cooping Tiger up. Whatever she doing, back rubs, massages, going swimming with my dude, bike ride, whatever she doing, she got Tiger swag back. And Tiger ain't playing, man. Tiger trying to make this money, man. He done got his swagger back, L Boogie. He taking them bands and sticking it in his pocket, man. No, he can't fit in his pocket. He got to put it in the briefcase and put it in the trunk because he got too much money. Riding around, because he ain't got spending no more. He doing his thing, L Boogie, on a whole nother level. April 11th through the 14th, man, I'm telling you, the Masters is where this boy going to shine, and he going to make you eat those words, man. I know you like Tiger, but you got to love Tiger. You got to love Tiger, L Boogie. I'm telling you, this boy is coming back. He gonna bring that championship back to you, man, and we're gonna have to, you know, see when he just gonna keep building on him. Because if he win the Masters, oh my goodness, that record ain't gonna look too far behind.
The thing with Lindsey Vonn, listen to this, man. From what I hear in the streets, it's a publicity stunt. I guess it's working for his swag, huh? I don't think that's his girlfriend. I don't think. You know, she's just recovering from her ACL, what he's doing with her. Oh, he's just massaging her up, just, you know, making her feel good. Go ahead and get better. What's going on? But I'm going to tell you this, bro. I'm going to tell you this. I would not be convinced because he's always done this before. I've seen this movie before. in the last couple of years when Tiger wins tournaments leading up to a major and people think that he's, you know, ready to win the big one. They run to Vegas. They run to their nearest bookie. I got Tiger. Give me Tiger. And what happens? The long shark sent his goons for you because you just threw all the rent money away, and now you're on the run because of Tiger.
Man, this ain't Georgetown in the NCAA tournament losing to Florida Gulf Coast. Man, we're talking about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is about to bring it back, man. He got his swagger back. He could be a publicity stunt or whatever it wants to be. But whatever he doing, man, he got to keep it going. Whatever he done with practicing it with that dude on the green, he got to keep it going, man. The more he keep it going, yo, come on, man. And when Tiger was winning those little tours that really didn't mean nothing back in the day, he wasn't the number one ranked player in the world at that time. Now he the number one ranked player going into these events. Man, you got to put your seatbelt on, man. Tiger back.
Really? Really? Tiger's back. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
You know, we say that on the numerous occasions. We've been sitting and waiting. It's going to be another Olympics. It's been one Olympics in a year since Tiger's won a tournament. One Summer Olympic since Tiger has won a major tournament. I don't want all these Buicks, all these old Nissans and PT, whatever you call them. I don't need those tournaments. I need the big ones. You know, when we used to coach AAU ball, you know, we throw second place in the garbage. What is that going to do? Are we qualifying or not? Are we number one or not? Because that's what you do it for, not to be number one. Because look at the NCAA. Guys are the number one for what? To get knocked? To get knocked? Come on, Ro. But listen, like you said, if he keeps doing what he's doing, maybe. I'm rooting for the guy, but I'm not going to, you know, say he's going to win.
You don't love Tiger. You just like Tiger. You got to love Tiger.
I love, that's the problem. When you love something so much and it keep letting you down, you resent it a little bit.
Yeah, because all the teams you like got history. You like the Green Bay Packers and the New York Yankees. See, that's what you get. Can't win them all, man. You gotta give it up sometimes. Somebody else gotta win. You can't just keep winning championship after championship.
Man, I love Tiger, man. Tiger the one that got me out there, you know, hitting balls. I'm up at 5:30 out there teeing it up. Because of Tiger. I know what type of club to use. I'm all laying on the grass, looking at the heels. Okay, hit it left, it's going to go right, the degree. Man, Tiger had me on it. It hurts. It hurts to see my guy out there keep disappointing and not winning. It hurts, bro. It hurts.
Things about to change, man. Just hold on. A couple more weeks. This guy going to take it to the Masters. And we're going to do something about that, man. The Tiger going to let the world know that he's back. And he's going to be on. If he win one, he's going to win two this year. And that's all you got to win as far as majors go in golf, because we only have so few. So if he wins two, at least two. Oh, man. Tiger's back. Jack, your record's about to go down, baby.
Well, I'm already going to be in Atlanta for the Final Four. And then all I got to do is go to Augusta. I'm going to ask Tiger, let's take the private jet to Atlanta and go to the strip club before the Masters. Bands make a dance. And let's do it. Let's get to the club, Magic City, baby, and make them shake it up and get back the next morning for tea time and start off
balling out of control. As the young people, let's turn up, Tiger. Let's turn up, baby. But we're going to get off of Tiger, and hopefully he gets you know, that green jacket. We are rooting for him for more reasons than one. But let's sequence a little bit to this NFL, and we're going to talk a little bit about your boy. Elvis is back in the building, and he signed with the Super Bowl champion in Rome. He got more money. For the agent messing up. So what should we do? Send the agent a bottle of rosé? Or should we hire him back?
Hey, El Boogie, I really got a kick out of this one, man, because, you know, how do you go from taking a pay cut to being one of the almost, you know, tripling what you were going to make in Denver by going to the Super Bowl champs? So I love this. What you have to do, you have to buy your new agent a big bottle of rosé, but you have to hire your old agent back. You know what I mean? Because it's just outrageous, man, how this guy is lucky enough to get what he's about to get and play for who he's about to play for. You can't get any better than that. Yes, Denver might have an opportunity to repeat what they did this year by, you know, having a good record of a 13-3 or so and making it to the playoffs. Yes, they have a great opportunity to do that. But guess what? So does Denver. And having Elvis Dumervil on your team to help you do that and to go against, you know, the team that wanted you to take a pay cut, oh, man, it can't play out any better. We just might have another situation between Denver and Baltimore to where we're just going to throw it in the air and let God make the decision on who's going to come up with the ball again. You know what I mean? Because this is great, man. I'm loving every bit about this. But what would you do? Well, I'm telling you, I would have to hire my agent back and kiss him on the forehead and tell him, thank you for not sending that paperwork in, player, because I can finally afford to pay you what you're worth.
I got to bring you back off the lawn before the garbage truck comes, because the agent was nothing but garbage how he handled that situation. I got to catch it. Hold on. I want this one back. I want this James back. He almost got what? He whacked him. He what? Man, he shot him. He almost killed him, bro. He got to get him to the hospital, man. He said he got him some more money.
Man, he got that dude a whole bunch of cash, dog. And I'm just telling you, man, it's amazing how it works out. You know what I'm saying? This guy was so upset thinking that it's over. I'm going to go to Carolina. I'm going to be a Raider. And all of a sudden, he's a Baltimore Raven, making all the money in the world that everybody else could have been making now that they leave in Baltimore. And so, hey, it is what it is. So I'm loving every bit about this, El Boogie. This is off the chain. And I'm going to tell you, man, I would hire the agent back. I'm telling you, I wouldn't hold any regrets or any grudges with my former agent. I know that Elvis Dumervil had to fire him just for the simple fact that the dude messed up. But, you know, the agent probably was holding something secretive about not sending the paperwork in, knowing that probably on the back end this guy was going to make a hell of a lot more money than what he was going to be making. He should have told him up front probably, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving the agent benefit of the doubt. But he messed up and got fired. And now all of a sudden, Elvis Dumervil got a new agent, and the new agent got him the money. So, you know what? Let me change my answer. I take that back. How about the big bottle of rosé for the former agent? Tell him thank you. And then me and the new agent will go out and we'll be in Fuji somewhere on the island with the black sand, just chilling like a little bit, watching the sunset. Me and his girl, and I have my girl, and we'll be out there somewhere. We don't even know the language of where we at. You know what I'm saying? Because he done made me so much money. You know what I mean? Now I can afford my Bentley coupe, and then I can give me a Hummer limousine. You know what I'm saying? With the door that flip up. Because I'm telling you, it'd be all gravy, baby, if he made me that much money. That's got to be the sweetest deal ever, I'm telling you.
I'm with Rosé. All you got to do is give. Now I'm in the 9-11. I know you smell the money.
I know, man. That was just,
oh, man.
I like that.
Very
That's cool, though.
Unique.
But we'll see, though.
Right. Very unique situation. We'll really see now how good is Von Miller. We'll see how good he is because now he's probably going to be double-teamed or whatnot. And then you have a lot of situations going on out there. Some more guys have been picked up. Ed Reed to the Titans. So, you know, it's going
to
be real tough.
Yeah, Ed Reed went to the Texans, not the Titans, bro.
I mean, I'm sorry,
Yeah. And we're going to bring in another caller. This caller, I believe, is a Baltimore Ravens fan. And we want to see what we got to hear about the Baltimore Ravens fan. Hey, caller, are you there? Caller, where you at? Where you calling from?
You know I'm here. We out here representing the LBC as always, keeping it Ravens, though. You know that. Hopefully Ray Lewis will join his retirement. This your boy Jay, as always. Glad to see the host back in the building. T, I hear what you're saying. Just the real scoop on your boy, Elmas Doomerville, and his agent, because I do my due diligence about my guys and who we bring in here, just like Ozzy. So
you
the
stay
real
in the streets.
Scoop is,
that's all you're saying. You just stay in the streets, baby. That's what the show is
about.
No,
listen. This is the real scoop. Elmas Doomerville and his agent at the last second got the facts. His agent got the facts. The numbers was changed by John Elway and his people. At the last second, it was supposed to be something. The agent noticed it. It was only 6 minutes to get it to the league office. Who mails a fax 6 minutes to get to the office? You're not going to get that in there in time. So they kind of put him in a bad situation on that note. So John Elway didn't really want Doomerville anyway because he wanted the pay cut. Number two, we paying Elmas Doomerville what he's worth, $35 million. He's not Paul Kruger's not better than Elmas Doomerville, neither is Ellerby. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we can afford to let them bums go. And that's no disrespect to them, but I'm calling them bums compared to my nigga. This is what we do. We let y'all go and get overpaid to the Browns and to the bum Dolphins because you're not going to get that crap here. We save our money for quality guys, okay? That's how we build our organization. And it sucks to see Ed go because we kind of help Ed be what he be, what he is, just like he helped us get what he wanted out the deal. But it's a business at the end of the day, like Ozzy said. And once again, like I said, with bringing in Elmas Doomerville, we only take $2.5 million cap towards this year on the hit. He got guaranteed $15 million out of the contract of 35, so it's not the whole 35. It's based on production and what you gonna do. Now this is the kicker about Elmas, and this is why I have no problem with him making $35 million. The kid has been in this business 6 years and has 63.5 sacks. If you do the math, it's almost 11.5 a year. So $35 million, you put Suggs over there, you put Elvis over here, you got Haloti, Arthur Jones. I have no issues. We're in business, okay, and we still got 12 draft picks.
I have a question for you, Jay Boogie.
Holler at me, host. I know you do. Holler at me.
Roll, you have something first?
No, L Boogie, you go ahead, baby. You know how we do it.
I just have a question for you.
Yes,
now, it always seems as though those guys, it looks good on paper, but I still have a question mark. And are you getting guys back at the corners, but that middle of the field with Pollard and Reed going, can you give me something from the
season? I'm going to give you.
Talk to all these people. I mean, what's going to happen with that? Those picks, are you going to trade them? They're going to pick. I mean, can you give me some insight?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some insight. It's always options. You want to give yourself the most options. So with those 12 picks, yeah, a trade is an option. Picking up a top quality guy in the draft, since we do have 12, is an option. Also, signing free agents. We're not done. Elvis was just the first piece. And guess what? Since we lost 9 players, we got the best player out of the whole free agency so far.
Which one?
No. Ed Reed. He ain't better than Ed Reed.
Oh, right now he is. Ed Reed is a declining safety. He's a Hall of Famer, and no disrespect, but Ed Reed ain't. Don't act like he's in his prime. He ain't in his prime.
Ed
like
Reed
used to
not
be.
Being in his prime can still is still number one player in the league.
I understand that.
And Elvin Dumervil ain't that good. Just because he went to Baltimore.
Oh really?
Opinion.
Oh really? He'll go to the Cowboys and start tomorrow, and be their best defensive player. DeMarcus Ware.
Hey,
DeMarcus Ware.
El Boogie, don't lose your mind. It's still football. It ain't
DeMarcus
Ware. Okay.
The battle is up for comparison with them kids. Some would take Elvis all day.
You name me a free safety that's better than Ed Reed right now, even though he's declining right now. You name me a free safety.
I can't. I love Ed Reed, and I just can't do that, Blake. I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
So how can you discredit it? So how can you discredit him by saying that?
I'm not discrediting
the kid. You gotta be. Plus, he has a ring. And remember this, I'm gonna say this about Elvis. He had a good year last year, but
he had 9-8 sacks. The year before that, he had 11. And the year before he had 17. Led the league.
You said Elvis Dumervil.
Go check the stats. That's what I say. When we gonna talk about your roster, we gotta check the stats. I'm passionate about my roster, and when I say these numbers, I mean it.
And listen to this, Jay Boogie. Like I always say, sometimes numbers lie. Just because you're getting those sacks don't mean they're important sacks. Just because these stats look good, for an example, Paul Kruger may not have that many sacks, whatnot, but you know he makes important sacks.
Hey, guess what? It's a reason he's making them important sacks. Because my nigga's getting double teamed over here. That's easy for you to blow by a bum. You see what I'm saying? But he's not better than Elvis. Neither is Ellaby. Neither one of them bums combined is better than Elvis Dumervil. You kidding me?
I'm just going to ask you this, Jay. Hold on. I'm just going to ask you this, bro. Elvis Dumervil is so good. Why in the hell did we cut it? Why they want to take a pay cut? Why does Elway play the sucker game with this guy?
Bro, they asking Tony Romo to restructure his stuff.
But they ain't playing no games with it.
But they're not going to cut him. They ask you to reconstruct the deal, but that's going to give you a deadline to keep cutting.
Hey, they're not going to cut him. But some say they should. Because
we're talking about what's happening right now.
Man, y'all can say what y'all want to say. This is a business at the end of the day, and we're going to pay you what you're worth, not what you want. Okay? Not what you want, what you're worth.
He about to get exploited.
Who? Elvis?
He about to push. Yeah.
Man, that's a joke, bro. Hey, I'll see y'all in the playoffs, Cowboys. Y'all be lucky if you make it. Green Bay, see y'all there.
You can talk all of that. You got that Super Bowl champion. You got that.
We back in business.
Next season.
Look, one thing I can say before we go to commercial, one thing I can say, when you are the champion or your team the champion, you got 365 days to brag.
Holla.
Congratulations, Jay Boogie. And we appreciate you calling in. Tell a friend. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. As usual, we always appreciate your insight. And thank you for calling in. We're about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to holler about what's on my mind and give some shout-outs. Your boy.
But Ali, you say glass is clay, I say butter, you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway. On my way up town, took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep fighting at the bait. 92, 1 year later, peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
Like a pimp and toes. Here's how it goes. I am a genius. I mean this. I shape this. You'll take this. I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that you could come and.
them when it's time to take shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Shells pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run, to run.
Philly at home, do you have another? I wanna get blunt as my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right to labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous. And pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, the soon people never bite.
Boy, I ain't heard that song in a long time, boy. That song was jamming like a little bit, man. I'm going to have to get with the engineer Steph to ask him who the original lyricist is on that one, because, boy, I remember that one from back in the day, boy. That was hot right there, boy. Want me to tell you who it was, bro? Who was it, L Boogie? Hit me with the music, man. Who was that, man? I can't bring it back right off the tip of my tongue, baby. Who was that?
Well, let me give it to you, man. First of all, it was Gangstar. The song was called The Wit, featuring my man Greg Nice and from, you know what I'm saying, Nice and Smooth.
Gangstar, yeah, that's who that was. Woo, that was hot, boy, I tell you.
Before we go, before I go into Meeks's mind, I want to give a shout-out to the sports officials. They come on Sundays, 1 p.m. You got to check it out, blogtalkradio.com, the sports officials. My man Millie, the OG, and the host, T-Nick. And let's get the host in. T-Nick, you there?
Once again, it's on, but I'm always here. How you feeling today, fellas?
Phew, man, I got back from that cold weather, man. You know, I had called your show from the airport. I couldn't take it. And when I got back here, they said it was 6 inches of snow.
Man, I was praying for you up in the land of the hardest, man. You know how it is up there. I'm glad you got up out of there. Hey, T-Ro, I know you from Dallas, man, but you know up in the land, we white ride at East Coast music, so you can't mistake Nice and Smooth voice for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? That's that Nice and Smooth, it's funky, you know what I mean? That's what it's doing.
You already know.
T-Nick, I did not mistake the voice. What happened was I was jamming so hard, I was like, God, oh, you know, I was in there about to start to wait because I'm in there jamming like, oh, he didn't brought it back. Ooh, I couldn't put it together. I wasn't disrespecting him. I was like, ah, yeah, it was so old. I'm like, oh, bring it back to me. I wanted to hear it again. Nephew, like, nah, we ain't got that much time.
Hey, you didn't call some of that jazz, Mateus. You start listening to the beat together, start dancing and moving your feet, and you was doing the grown man two step over that way.
Say, hey, T Nick, with the black in my mouth, out the balcony, watching the sunset. Just kidding. Like, whoa, that's what jazz, man. I love my nephew. You know, hey, T Nick, first of all, before you get started, man, I want to apologize. What happened? I was supposed to call your show 2 Sundays ago, and I woke up to call you, and your show then went 2 hours earlier than what I'm used to.
Let me apologize on that one, man.
No, don't worry about it. Hey, Sunday, 8 a.m., I'll be on the line, player. I'm calling in to the Sports Official Show, making my first introduction to the show, man, and I'm telling you,
I'm going
to wake up early to get it in. Yes, sir. I'm calling in.
I'm gonna have something special for you. I'm gonna have something special for you.
I already know you are. That's my love, T-Nick. What?
Hey,
but give,
hey,
give
know,
us
I,
your
I,
overview, T-Nick, before we get out of here. Tell me what's on your
man.
Mind, sir.
You know, I roll with it real quick. You know, first of all, I just want to go ahead and jump on them Florida Gulf Coast boys. Don't them boys remind you of when you take five dudes to the blacktop and you go out there and you got your point guard, you got your dude who can shoot at the J, you got the two dudes who can rebound, and you got your goon out there, and y'all just go out there and run cats and have fun, slapping fives, laughing at cats, you know what I'm saying, run out about six, seven straight, you know what I'm saying, then go home
man.
And just tell everybody, no, we done, man. Y'all can't do nothing once we done. That's what them dudes remind me of, okay? I'm going to roll over to Tigger. You know, that's old Tiger. He's Tigger now. But Tiger got some turkey meat on his arm now. You know what I'm saying? He got that turkey meat sandwich now. That's AKA Lindsey Vonn. So I know you ain't feeling it right now, Boogie. I know you ain't feeling it, but he done get that turkey sandwich, and he's starting to feel it right now. So watch out for him. And last of all, man, I'm going to roll on. I got to roll on our last caller, man, with that old Elvis Dumerville, whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to tell you, man. The reason they let that cat go, I'm going to give you one reason. Von Miller. That's the reason though I didn't let him ride, okay?
Thank you.
Dumerville had 11 sacks last year, but guess what? Von Miller had 11.5. Yeah, Dumerville had 9.5 sacks the year before that, but guess what? Von Miller had 18.5. That's why they let him roll. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Von Miller, he's been here 6 seasons. I mean, I'm sorry. Dumerville been here 6 seasons, but Von Miller only been here 2 seasons, and he's rolling. And every season, if you check the tackles, Elvis don't tackle. Elvis has left the building when it comes to tackling. And he's coming to the AFC North when they pound the football. So he's going to have to learn how to tackle. He's not going to be able to chase on them quarterbacks and them sorry lines of the Kansas Cities, the Oakland Raiders, the San Diego Chargers. You got to come play football in the snow. This is where we ball. Hey, the streets is always talking. It's like EFS. It's like we always say, everybody listen, thank y'all for taking my call. Keep doing what you're doing, fellas, man. One love.
I'll talk to you Sunday, baby. As usual, T-Nick blessing us. He threw the flag on Elvis, man. He threw the flag.
He blew the whistle and everything, El Boogie.
Oh, man, didn't he? So we appreciate it, man. Remember, T-Nick, tell our guys, you know, Millie and OG, man, we said what's up. And let's go to the last segment. But real before I go into that, about 10, 15 seconds, give a last shout-out. First of all, I want to say, Juelz the G, we know you out there helping the community and doing what you do. That's why you ain't pop in tonight. So special shout-out to Juelz the Jew. But go ahead, T-Rub, before I go.
Yeah, man, much love. Callers that have been called in. You know, I want to say happy belated birthday to my wife. Her birthday was on Saturday, and we kicked it real hard, man, while you was out of town, man. So, you know, man, you talking about doing it big. I want to say what's up to all the fam back there in the South, down in the D. What's up to everybody? And, hey, you know where to hit us up, man, 347-855-8896 on Mondays and Fridays, Freestyle Friday coming up, you know what I mean? I want all my hip-hop heads to call in and give us a shout-out and give us where we can find you and drop a hotline. And also, I want to give it up to my co-host, Juelz the G, wasn't able to, you know, who out there on assignment doing his thing as usual. And, you know, you'll probably hear from Juelz the G. I talked to Juelz the G the other day, and he told me that he was going to drop a 16. So, all right, man, that's what's up. All my shout-outs.
Man, what's on my mind, short, cut, and sweet? Why can't the national champion from the year before get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament? Still let them go dancing, regardless of who they were and what their record is. Still let them go to represent. They are the champions. It's your boy, El Boogie. Get at us Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 347-8896. Woo! We'll see you on Friday.
Gonna be empty when the stomachs get empty. Anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us. Put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie. Pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga. Think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gon' never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gon' try and manage. Niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us. Niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up.